Jane, as we mentioned, we have found her, the author of How to Grow Juicy Tasty Tomatoes. Lucia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucia. I'm sorry I lost your phone number, but now we found you. Good old Mark back in the studio found you. Thank you.
Good.
Lucia, you've studied in the United States of America.
Yes, I basically studied all over the world. I'm from Zimbabwe, but, I do a lot of extension and I've done a lot of study overseas.
And how did the book come about?
Basically, Annette and I were having a chat about, what people wanted. We were always being asked, how do you grow tomatoes successfully? And, after a bit of a discussion, we decided to put together a book.
It's a good one. Very easy to read, simple instructions for people, lots of photos.
Yeah, it's very self-explanatory. And we've had a lot of good feedback from, all over the world. People have increased their, the production of their tomatoes, many fold. We're getting, very good feedback.
What's the most helpful hint you could say to people? What, develop the soil, do you think? Dig up the soil, plenty of compost and organic matter in there?
Yeah, your organic matter and compost actually makes a big difference to the amount of nutrients the soil holds and also the amount of water. And that's particularly relevant, in these times when you're very short of water. I would issue one word of caution, make sure that your compost is properly broken down and that you can't actually identify the matter that you're putting in there. So you don't really want to be seeing leaves and that sort of thing, because otherwise what happens is they will actually suck some of the particularly nitrogen away from, your tomato plant that you're trying to grow. So make sure it's properly broken down and incorporate it well into the soil.
Uh-huh. And look at the photos in this book, Darren. It's got lots of nutritional, disease problems, nutritional problems, and it's sort of self-explanatory. Lucia, it's a good one.
Yes, well, we've tried to make it very easy for the home gardener. Obviously, most of the work I do is aimed at commercial growers, and I myself, used to be a commercial grower of tomatoes. So we thought it was very relevant that it was easy for people to understand.
What's the most common problem that we face here in Melbourne when growing our own tomatoes in the backyard?
Probably, I don't live in Melbourne, but my thought is that it would probably be mostly a disease problem because you have a lot of high humidity, coming off the sea. So you probably have quite a high disease pressure. And, essentially, if you keep your soil healthy, keep away any weeds, so make sure your little place where you're growing your tomatoes is free of weeds, and any, leaf drop or sort of tomatoes that drop off the bush that have maybe been stung or something like that, don't, actually dispose of them. So keep them away from, well away from the place where you're actually growing your veggies so that you're not setting up a, self-propagating source of disease.
Of fungus and things like that. And you've got about six different ways of training your tomatoes, the old-fashioned wooden stakes, and then you've got mesh cages and all sorts of things. And that seems to be a good idea.
Yeah, the mesh cages are quite widely used in some places overseas, in some places in Africa they use them. It's very simple, but generally most people will just use, in the home garden, they will just use a stake and tie their tomatoes up to a stake. And obviously, if you happen to have, quite a few tomatoes or you're growing a small plot, a system of wires and poles actually works very well.
What about, is it fact or fallacy that you shouldn't plant a tomato in the same place 2 years in a row?
Well, you shouldn't really, because and not only tomatoes, but any related plants, so like your egg fruit, capsicums, chilies, those sort of things, are all related to the same family, and they all get the same diseases, and probably more specifically, they're attacked by the same, nematodes in the soil. So it is a very good idea to grow them in a different place and only come back to that same spot every sort of 3 years or so.
Crop rotation is important. Yeah, for sure. What about white fly? I've seen people have a problem with white fly.
Yep.
How do you stop that?
That is probably one of the world's biggest problems when you grow tomatoes.
Mm.
We recommend using an oil-based product, so, vegetable oil or white oil.
White oil, mm.
Yep, and that actually sort of makes their wings very sticky and they can't get around so well. Uh-huh. And if they're in those nymphal stages, it actually blocks up their breathing apparatus so that they can't breathe.
You've got it all in here, growing organically, collecting the seed. It's a terrific, helpful little book, Lucia.
Graham has called through with a tomato question for you, Lucia, if that's okay. Graham, good morning.
Yep, good morning.
Yes.
I have been able to have a Golden Globe tomato, but my seeds haven't come up this year. It is a magnificent tomato. Have you heard of it?
Have you heard of it, Lucia?
I didn't catch everything he said. He said he'd grown a Golden Globe tomato.
Yes.
And do you know where you could get one from, or do you know it?
I actually don't specifically know it, but, you know, I'd recommend that he get hold of, you know, one of his local seed dealers and ask him, unless he's already done that, but I'm afraid I can't help on that one otherwise.
How many varieties of tomatoes would there be in the world, Lucia?
Oh, there's hundreds. I mean, you know, we've got a fairly sort of comprehensive collection in the book, but, you know, they're all adapted to different climates, different altitudes, different diseases. So there's hundreds.
I shall have a check for Graham, though, for Golden Globe. Maybe one of the organic growers, the seed growers, might have one. I'll have a check for you, Graham.
Do you have a favourite few, Lucia?
Listen, you know, the old sort of, well, it's a bit old now. Some people still grow it. Manipal gives you a very good old, you know, fairly old sort of fashion, but quite hardy tomato. But I think there's probably nothing to touch the old Moneymaker in terms of the taste.
Is that one of those heirloom types?
No, Moneymaker was probably one of the original open-pollinated, so it's, you know, it's not a hybridized or commercial one. It's a bit variable, you know, when you grow it, but it actually has a lot of flavour. It doesn't have great shelf life, but it is one of the older sort of original varieties.
All right. The book is now released. It's called How to Grow Juicy, Tasty Tomatoes. How much is it, Lucia?
You can get it as a PDF download, and that is $29.95. That's US dollars.
Right.
For a mail order within Australia, it's $36.95.
Uh-huh.
What's the mail order address there?
You can get it from, well, I'll give you Annette's phone number, which is 07.
Yeah.
Yep.
3209 9448.
07-3209-9448.
Yep. Or you can download it off www.bestjuicytomatoes.com.
So all that's all one word, Best Juicy Tomatoes, and that's the name of the book too.
We're coming around to tomato season.
Yes, thanks, Lucia.
You're welcome.
Lucia Grimmer, How to Grow Juicy, Tasty Tomatoes.